come, bowing down before your throne. We know that we could never repay all we owe, but you said that we could come before you as we are, as we are.
This is a recorded presentation of the Heart to Heart Bible study titled, God Positioning His People, a chapter-by-chapter, verse-by-verse study through the Book of Ruth and the Book of Esther. More information about this study is available on our website at www.refugefamily.com/womensministry.
Hey, everybody. My name is Bethany, and I'm excited to worship with you today. I'm excited to worship with the Refuge Women. I'm excited to worship with women all over the world that are listening in to the live stream. You know who you are. We love you. And women in other states and other cities that we're just all able to worship together. So let's worship. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to join together with women all over the place and lift our voices to you to worship you. We just want to center our hearts and our minds on who you are, the great things that you've done, the great things that you're doing, the great things you're going to do, and just to focus our hearts, focus our minds on you, Lord, and just allowing you to speak to us, Lord, allowing you to soften our hearts right now. And as we worship you this morning, let's sing to him. Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at his feet. He's done great things. Let's sing.
Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at his feet. He has done great things.
See what our Savior has done.
See what our Savior has done.
See all his love.
See how his love overcomes. He has done great things.
He has done great things.
Oh, he has done great things.
Hero of heaven, you conquer.
Oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have done great things. We dance in your
sing. You've been faithful through every storm.
You've been faithful through every storm. You'll be faithful forevermore.
You have
done great things,
and I know you will do it again.
And I know you will do it again.
For your promise.
For your promise is yes and amen. Oh God, you do great things.
Above it all.
Great things, we dance in your freedom, awaken. peace. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear.
All because.
Oh, because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
Have we trials and temptations?
Is there trouble anywhere?
We should never
be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Can we find a friend?
So take it to the Lord in prayer.
Are we weak?
Are we weak and heavy laden? Comfort with the load of care. Precious Jesus, still a refuge. To the Lord in prayer.
Do thy friends
despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
In his arms
he'll take and shield.
Can we find a friend
so faithful, who will all our sorrow share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in
I just want to sit here at your feet.
I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave.
Oh, I'm not here for blessing. Jesus, you don't owe me.
I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything.
More than anything
that you can do. I just want you.
Let's sing "I'm Sorry" when I've just gone through the motions.
And I'm sorry when I've just gone through the motions. I'm sorry
when I just sing another song.
When I just sing another song, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you.
Sing "I'm Sorry" when I've come with my agenda.
And I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda.
I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough.
Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you.
Let's sing to him. I'm caught up in your presence.
I'm caught up in your presence. Oh, I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this whole
Let's sing to him, I just want you, nothing else will do.
I just want you, 'cause nothing else, no, nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you, 'cause nothing else, oh, nothing else, no, nothing else will do.
For blessing.
Oh, we're not here for blessings.
Jesus, you don't know us.
Oh, Jesus, you don't know us anything. Oh, more than anything that you can do. We just want
again. Thou, O Lord. for that promise that when we are weak, when we are unable to lift our own heads, you are the lifter of our head. So we pray that you would lift our heads today so that we can look to you, so that we can turn our eyes to you. You are our shield. You are our strength. We don't need to be afraid. You are our protector. You are our strong tower. You are our refuge. Fill us to overflowing with you today, God. I pray that you would open our ears and our hearts to hear what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name, everybody agreed by saying amen. God bless you guys.
Amen. Oh, it's great to be here with you guys today. I miss your faces. I miss seeing the excitement of the Lord as we usually get together. And I miss you guys. I miss the fellowship that we have. And I'm so thankful that you are here with us today. So Wednesday night, just some announcements of things that are going on. All of these are online watching the same way that you're watching right now, either by the website, refugefamily.com, or by the Refuge app, or on Refuge Facebook, whatever you're watching on right now. Wednesday night, 6:30, Pastor Bill is taking us through the book of Genesis. Thursday at 7 p.m. Did I say Thursday already? That's Wednesday night at 6:30. Pastor Bill's through Genesis. Thursday night, 7 p.m., man-to-man men's meeting. So you guys don't want to miss out on that. And then the weekend services Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday mornings at 7:30, 9, and 11, and then a Sunday night is started up as well, and that is going to be at 7 o'clock. Don't forget the fireside chats at 12 o'clock every day. If you miss them, you can go back and you can look for those online as well. And I also want to tell you all that from 11 to 12 o'clock on Monday and Tuesday, there's food distribution for Refuge families. So if you are a part of a Refuge family, that hour is set just for you to come and get food and to be able to just kind of help you out a little bit. So again, I am excited that you are here with us, and I'm excited to see what God has for us today. This past week, I had a little situation that came on me, and I completely lost the hearing in my right ear. It completely was gone. It wasn't like your ear is, you know, like you need to pop it or whatever. It was, I could not hear out of my right ear. And everything that was going on, like if water was running over here, I would hear it like it was coming from over there. And it was just really, really strange. By morning, it was all gone. I don't know what it was, but I do know how God used it. And he told me, Joy, be careful how you hear. Be careful how you hear. Don't just be careful about what you hear. Be careful about how you hear. There are many things on COVID-19 right now being said, and there's probably truth in every bit of it, some measure of truth in every bit of it. Some things are all truth, and some things are not true, but they have enough of the truth in them that it draws you into believing that this is something that, this is the way that it is. So it's all over the place. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. It's on all of those different things. But it's the same way in the Christian world. There are things that are put out there that have a bit of truth. And they look really good. They sound really good. But they are not the truth. And we need to be careful how we hear. And we need to be a Berean, Acts 17, 11. Search the word to see if these things are true. So when I'm speaking, I expect that you are going to go to the word of God and you're going to check out what I've said to you. Are these things true? Is that really what the word of God says? Find out from the word for yourself. Don't hang your hat on experiences. I want to be careful to tell you, because this is something that the Lord has spoken to me recently. Do not hang your hat on experiences. There are good experiences, there are bad experiences. They are not all what we depend on. What we depend on is the Word of God. And so we hang our hat on the Lord. So trust the Word of God. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And so as we come to 6 weeks of stay at home, we're hearing that we are all in this together. Everything we get, we're all in this together. We're all in the same boat. Well, I found something. Someone shared with me a Facebook post that I wanted to share with you. I think it's worth sharing. So we're not all in the same boat. So here we go. I heard it said that we are, and this is the post. I heard it said that we're all in the same boat, but it's not like that. We're in the same storm, but we're not in the same boat. Your ship might be shipwrecked and mine might not be, or vice versa. For some, quarantine is optimal, a moment of reflection, of reconnection, easy, sitting back, enjoying the moment, having your cup of coffee. For others, this is a desperate financial and family crisis. In some homes, a sole occupant faces endless loneliness. In others, I'm not supposed to be crying already. In others, family members are getting peace, rest, and time with each other. While in still others, quarantine means an increased danger due to domestic violence. With the $600 weekly increase in unemployment, some are bringing in more money than their households than they were working. Others are working more hours and less for less money due to pay cuts or loss in sales. Some families of four just received $3,400 from the stimulus, while other families of four received absolutely nothing. Some were concerned about getting a certain candy for Easter, while others were concerned if there would be enough bread and milk and eggs for the weekend. Some want to go back to work because they don't qualify for unemployment and are running out of money. Others want to they want to hurt those who want to break the quarantine. Some are home spending 2 to 3 hours a day helping their child with online schooling, while others are spending 2 to 3 hours a day to educate their children on top of 10 to 12 hour work days. Some have experienced the near death of the virus. Some have already lost someone from it, and some are not sure if their loved ones are going to make it. Others don't believe it's a big deal. Some have faith in God and expect miracles during 2020. I'm one of those people. I expect miracles during 2020. And others say the worst is yet to come, and I'm also one of those people because there are some hard times coming. This is nothing. So, friends, we are not in the same boat. We are going through a time when our perceptions and needs are completely different. Each of us will emerge in our own way from this storm. It's very important to see beyond what is seen at first glance. Not just looking, actually seeing. We're all on different ships during this storm, experiencing a very different journey. Now, the author is unknown on this. The question is, are you in the Jesus boat? Are you in the Jesus boat? Is that then we're all in this boat together if you're in the Jesus boat. Have you put your trust in Him and Him alone? Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming. He is coming for us. He is coming again to receive His own unto Himself. And so keep your eyes on Him. We are in the same storm together. There will be an end. Where? The question is, where will we be at the end of this storm? Where will my heart be? Where will my actions be? Where will I be at the end of this storm? Jesus is coming back, so God's got this. Trust him completely. And the main thing in the middle of all of this is to be thankful. Be thankful, be thankful, be thankful, be thankful. Pray at 7:14 in the morning. Pray at 7:14 in the evening. And any other time that God puts it on your heart to talk with him, pray for our nation, pray for repentance, pray for mercy. Be all in. Don't try to sit on the edge of the boat. Don't try to sit on the edge of the boat. What happens when you sit on the edge of the boat? You're in the water. You're toppled over. You lose it all. Be all in. And when we started, this study in January 1, I shared with you the verse that the Lord had given me for this year. I always pray and ask the Lord to give me a verse for the year, and he gave me this verse. I had shared it with you when we started this study. It is Nahum chapter 2, verse 1, and I've got it in different translations because it was a little clearer to me. Nahum is a minor prophet in the Old Testament. It's called minor prophet because it's a smaller book, not because it's not important, but because it's a smaller book. So Nahum chapter 2, verse 1 says, "The scatterer has come up against you." And this is the ESV, English Standard Version. "The scatterer has come up against you. A man, the ramparts. Watch the road. Dress for battle. Put your armor on. Collect all your strength." In some of the other translations, it says that an attacker advances against you, or he who scatters has come up before your face. That's exactly where we're at, isn't it? Man the ramparts, man the fort, man the fortress. All the translations say, watch the road. Watch where you are going. Pay attention to where you're going. Pay attention to where you're going. Where are you walking? Strengthen your flanks. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. I loved that one because we needed to brace ourselves for that. Fortify your power mightily, or marshal all your strength. We've needed it all, haven't we, in these translations, all of the different ones. This verse means even more to me today, and I'm so thankful to God for preparing me from the beginning of the year for where I'm at right now. God is positioning his people. And I'll say it again, you are right now exactly where you are supposed to be. Right now, this very moment, you are right where you are supposed to be. God has positioned you in this place, and I'm so glad that he did. And so, Lord, as we just recap Ruth and Esther, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your presence would be here. Father, that your anointing would be here. Father, I pray for that joy unspeakable and full of glory to just come on down. Lord God, that peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our hearts and our minds in you, Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Let your word be made known across the nations. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we are recapping through what we've learned in these few weeks over with Ruth and Esther. And I can find Ruth in my book. I really can. There's, in both of these stories, it's boy meets girl, boy falls in love, girl learns submission to the Holy Spirit, both girls go to live in places different from their homes, girl saves the entire race. And so these two all are the same story. They're just written in a different way. And so it's God positioning his people. Both women learned submission by what they suffered. Both women learned submission by what they suffered. Ruth lost her husband and lost everything. Esther had Haman to threaten her life and the life of her people. Ruth, a Moabite, laid down her life and laid down her will for her mother-in-law. Esther laid down her life for God's people. And both had a type of the Holy Spirit in their life. Naomi was Ruth's type of the Holy Spirit that directed her life, and Mordecai for Esther. Both were an integral part of the redemption of God's people. Both of these women were an integral part of the redemption of God's people. I had challenged you at the beginning of this study to be all in, to give it all to Jesus. And I continue to watch you. Now, I don't see you every day, or I don't see you once a week like I used to. But I see the things that you're doing. I see people that are sewing masks. I see people that are giving out food. I see people that are playing music in their driveway and inviting the neighbors to come and be a part of that. I'm seeing the Word of God go out in such a way that is just amazing. You guys are all in. And God wants you to be right there, all in, completely. And so early in the study, we were going through Ruth. We learned a new word, and that word was hesed. Do you remember that word, hesed? And that word hesed means it's sometimes translated steadfast love, and it combines commitment and sacrifice. Commitment and sacrifice. Hesed is a one-way love. It's love without an exit strategy. I love that. It's love without an exit strategy. When you love with a said love, you bind yourself to that object of your love, no matter what the response is, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what's going on in your life, you bind yourself to the object of your love. Hesed is stubborn love. Love like this is unbalanced. There is nothing fair about it. But commitment love lies at the heart of Jesus' love for us at the cross. And it's how we are to love one another. Let me repeat that. Commitment love lies at the heart of Jesus' love for us at the cross. And it's how we are to love one another. You recall that Naomi loved with that kind of love. She laid down her life. She laid down her dreams for her two daughters-in-law. She wants to set them free. She wants them to go back to their gods, go back to their family, go back and have another husband, go back and have children. But Ruth insists on going. Naomi loved with wisdom. Naomi loved with boldness. Naomi loved with courage. Hesed love is a determination to do someone good no matter what, to be faithful to the covenant regardless of its impact on you. To be faithful to a covenant regardless of its impact on you. Very interesting. Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Mark 8:34. Ruth refused to go back. You know that. You remember that. Ruth had made Naomi's God and God's people her people. She had made them the center of her life. Let me say to you that Ruth was a committed follower of God, of Naomi's God, a committed follower of Naomi's God. So when she told Naomi she wasn't going back, it wasn't a spur of the moment decision. It was something she had already decided. It wasn't something that just came out of the blue. It was a studied commitment to follow God, a studied commitment to follow God. Ruth has done chesed with Yahweh before she does chesed with Naomi, because that's the way it works. Faith comes before love. Faith comes before love. God is bound to us in chesed love. He is bound to us in chesed love. Jeremiah 31:3, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And that is the translation of the word chesed, an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. That loving kindness, I have drawn you. God bound himself to his promises. Jesus has said of us means that he turns his face to the cross and never looks back. Jesus has said love was that he turned his face to the cross and he never looked back. It was this kind of love that gave Ruth the strength and the courage to do as Naomi instructed her. And she brought the increase and prepared the way for the coming Messiah through Boaz. No matter how fuzzy our circumstances are, we can always love. And you know what? Our circumstances are pretty fuzzy at the moment. Pretty much we don't know what's going on. We can still do chesed. Our world holds a lot of unknowns, more than they did when we started this study. A whole lot more unknowns. But our calling isn't unknown. Our calling is that we are to love like Jesus loved. That we are to love like Jesus loved. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his life for us. Ruth was struggling with her own widowhood, and she loved with chesed. Psalm 34:18, remember this. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. It's that same chesed that speaks to us through the women of the written Old Testament. The strong women of the Old Testament. Now, Eve was a strong woman, but I've only taken four out of here, and Esther actually is the last woman mentioned in the Old Testament, in the written Old Testament of the Old Covenant. But there was Sarah, there was Deborah, there was Ruth, and there was Esther. All of these women showed their chesed, their love, by their actions, because chesed requires action. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave. That was chesed, that kind of love. Those actions were always to lay down their own lives for others. Sarah laid down her life for her husband. You remember, she went and she had to tell the king, no, he's my brother, which was a half-truth. It had, again, one of those situations. There's a little bit of truth in it, but not the truth. It's not the whole truth, only a little bit of truth. So those actions were as they laid down. So Sarah laid down her life for her husband. Deborah, in the book of Judges, we talked about that when we first got through going through Ruth, because Ruth took place during the time of the Judges. Deborah laid down her life for the lives of the people. You recall that Barak would not go into battle unless Deborah led them. And Deborah set aside everything else, and she was one of the judges at the time, and so she led them into battle. She led them into success. She led them into that kind of... She won. They all won. That's what happened with Deborah. Ruth laid down her life for Naomi, as we've already talked about. Esther laid down her life for the lives of the people of God. There was no explanation in their lives as to why this should be done. or why, or the understanding of it. It was just that she loved. Every one of these women loved with that kind of love that expects nothing in return. They loved with their actions. As we come to the close of these two books, the stories of these two women, we close as we opened with a few questions. These stories, they weren't just nice little stories. These stories were filled with the consequences of women who are willing to be all in. Ruth and Esther decided they are giving themselves wholly into a life that is lived for their God. Esther being chosen as a queen, what are the chances that she would be chosen to be in there? What are the chances that Haman would still be alive after King Saul didn't do what he was supposed to do? What are the chances that God would deliver them? And that celebration, that Purim celebration of thanksgiving, God did that. God did that. He put it in their hearts. He gave them everything they needed. And that's good news. That's what the gospel is. That's resurrection. That is redemption. And these two women were responsible for that. They were responsible for sharing that good news of Jesus Christ or of the God that they knew. They had the privilege of sharing in that resurrection, being able to bring up something that was dead into life. For Ruth, it was her dead husband. Now she has something even more that God has given her. And to be able to share in that redemption, that line of being of the Redeemer. So are you all in? Are you all in? Are we all in? And I had to ask myself, what does it take for me to be all in? How much do I have to go through before I decide, yeah, I am all in, 100% all in? Let's commit to asking God what he wants to see changed in us. And then let's ask him for the strength, for the courage, for the commitment, for the loyalty, and for the friendship that we're going to need to accomplish what he's called us to do in this place where he's positioned us. That's the recap of these two books. That's the close of these stories as far as we're concerned. But these stories go on to this day. These stories go on in a way that we see today. And we are taught by these women to be all in, to love like God loved. Love with that chesed love. Love that never expects anything in return. Love without an exit strategy. Next week, we're going to be starting through the book of Habakkuk. And I am excited about going through this book. I can't wait. I'm excited about it. There is so much in there, and I know that some of you are already studying it. Homework is downloadable from our Heart to Heart Facebook page, as well as the website, refugefamily.com/womensministry. And then it's going to bring it all up. It's going to say, it might say something about, what is the one that just, Dropbox. It will ask you if you want to do a Dropbox. You just need to say no if you don't want to join that. And then you can download it. It might also say that you need a certain kind of reader for it. Pay no attention. You're fine. So we're going to try to get that taken care of so there's no confusion on that. We've also put together a hard copy of this study. So don't be surprised if you find one at your doorstep or in your mailbox. Now, if you don't find one at your house by Thursday of this week and you would like to receive it, please email me, joy@refugefamily.com, and I'll see that you get one. And in the meantime, and be sure to give me your name and your address so that I can get it to you. And we're very excited. We're very excited about what God's doing in women's ministry. And I just am excited. I don't know what else to say. But in the meantime, let's pray, and then let's pray, and then let's pray, and then let's pray. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you right now. Father, we come to you, Lord, lifting up our nation to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for the leadership of our nation. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give our leaders wisdom. Lord, we pray for our president. We pray for our vice president. We pray for Pelosi. We pray for any other name that would come to our minds, Lord, right now, because they all need you in their lives, Lord, and they all need your direction, and they all need to submit to your Holy Spirit. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would do a work in their lives and that they wouldn't believe even though it were told to them. And Lord Jesus, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would eradicate this virus. In the name of Jesus, we stand against it together and ask you, Lord, to cause it to dissipate. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you are doing. I thank you, Father, for the way that you are at work. I thank you, Lord, that you have given many of us, Lord, time to reassess everything in our lives, everything that we do, whether it's the nail salon or the hair salon, whether or not, Lord, that it's the movie theaters, the restaurants, things that we use, the shopping places, Lord. For me, TJ Maxx. Lord, things that took up our time, nothing wrong in them in the, of themselves, but it's what we depended on, sports, to fill our time and our energy and our thoughts. And now, Lord, we've been stripped of those things, and we have opportunity to really assess where we're at with you. And so, Lord, right now I ask that as we are just praying together, Lord, that you would cause our hearts to be turned toward you. Lord, that you would let us know if there is something that needs to be changed in our lives, something that we've depended on, somewhere where we've not loved like you love, and give us the strength and the courage and the loyalty and the friendships, Lord, to be able to make those changes. I thank you, Father, for the anointing of your Holy Spirit on each one of us ladies today. Lord, that you have filled, I want to say this house, because we are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for filling these dwelling places. Thank you for filling us, Lord. Help us now to find ways to share it with others, to be in touch with people that we haven't been in touch with before. Lord, we pray for the missionaries, Father, that are in a foreign land and they are under the same kind of stay at home. Lord, in Paris, they can't even go out without a note. They can't go for a walk. They can't go outside of their homes except for groceries and for medical. Lord Jesus, you are in control. Help us to be wise. Help us to know the truth that will set us free, Lord. Reveal to us, Lord, the things that you have to say to us. And let your glory reign, Lord, that you would receive all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name, and that we will be careful how we hear. And we thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I will see you next week, and I'm excited to start with the book of Habakkuk. So we'll see you next week, okay? God bless you. Keep doing great things for God.
Thank you for listening to this Heart to Heart Women's Bible Study recorded at Refuge Calvary Chapel in Huntington Beach. We hope you've been encouraged by today's lesson and will join us again as we continue to study through the Word of God. For more information about the Heart to Heart Women's Ministry, please visit our website at www.refugefamily.com or call our office at 714-891-9495.
Giving up, letting go, standing up, stepping out, walking on in the power of your name.